Blog Talk Radio.
A travel agent, so what you tripping on? You say I think I can make it happen cause I'm famous. Nah, I'm just trying to get it cracking cause we faded. Get you to my crib, spend some time alone. Barely over 21, I mean you kinda grown. And I'm tatted up. Come down to that bread, I'ma stack it up. Where you going, baby girl, back it up.
You gon' need a song, wrap your head, don't get so get wild. If we keep loving like this, we might make a child, a daughter, a son. Whichever one, girl, you're second to none.
Yeah. I'm feeling good, I'm having fun. This is the best night of my life. We off the patrol, and both of us gone. Girl, this could be the best night of my life.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, girl. And if we go home and make love,
this could be the best night of your life.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining me tonight on Racing Ties Live. My special guest is Kelvin K. Chill Harris. Kelvin, are you there?
Yes, I'm in the house. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Kelvin? What's up, Chill? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Of course. You know we had to do the little wrap-up show and talk about everything that happened, the honorees, the attendees, and you know I was, you know, the co-host, so you know we had to do this. So, you know.
Right.
So what has how has it been after the show? What type of feedback are you getting, Chill?
It's been phenomenal. Okay.
Wow.
Radio, a magazine. I did it.
And I want to make sure everybody hears you. It sounds like you are, like, kind of fading out or something. I'm not sure if it's Bluetooth or whatever.
All right. Let me try without my earpiece.
Okay.
How
I hear you
that?
Perfect. Yeah, I hear you perfectly now. Okay, that's cool. Okay, so, yeah,
okay.
You were telling us what type of feedback have you been getting since the show? The first annual Atlanta Actors Awards.
Right, history was made. History was made.
Yes,
and because of the people of Atlanta, they made my vision and my dream come true. And because of that, I've been getting the radio interview invites, magazine. Just recently did a TV show taping with Say Something with Cherie. I mean, it's
oh
just
wow, yes,
phenomenal.
I saw that. She is so
yeah.
cool. Yes, she was
it,
on the first
awesome.
Interview that we had. Hopefully, she'll call in tonight too. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. It was great.
So,
great.
You know, and we have some people on the line. I don't know who actually called in. All I know is I just put the word out. I just put the little bat signal out to call in. If you were an attendee or if you were an honoree, if you were a presenter, we want to hear from you. So if you did attend the show or if you just want some, you know, to give your feedback or opinion, press number one and we will definitely get to you. That's equivalent to raising your hand. And matter of fact, you have the lines lighting up. It's like Christmas time on here, chill. The lines are starting to light up.
Right.
Yeah, so let's just give for everyone, for anyone who might have been sitting under a rock last week, tell them a little bit about what the Atlanta Actors Award Show was about and who were some of the attendees or honorees.
Okay, what it was about was all the Atlanta artists and actors or actors and actresses that have worked hard and have gone unnoticed in various other award shows that maybe they should have been recognized from. No, not maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they should have been recognized for.
Should have, right.
They never were. So me seeing that and being an actor myself, I figured I had to do something about it. And that's when I, you know, gave birth to the idea of the first Atlanta Actors Award because they film all the movies here, but no award shows for those actors. So I came about and then I thought of all the actors that I knew that were grinding, like my boy Alvin Thomas, my boy Andre Brody, who they're on big shows like, you know, Fast and the Furious and Blue Bloods and Survivor's Remorse. And then of course I thought about our classic actors like my big bro Joe Torre, Bro-Man from Fifth Floor, Clifton Powell, Pinky, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people love these actors and yet they never get the recognition they deserve. So
never.
I said, we
right.
got to change that. Got to change that.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
That's exactly
what you did. That's cool. That is very cool. And we know that a lot of people weren't able to attend because they were actually working. They're actually doing their craft. They're, you know, actually putting in the work and doing things. But it was so cool how Joe Torre, I won't say Bruh Man because I can't think of his name. But
Reginald
it was
Ballard.
So cool. Right, Reginald Ballard. Yeah, it was so cool how they did that video for you and acknowledged that they were honored and how they thanked you. You know what I mean? That was so cool that they took out the time to do that because, like you said, it's not happening any other time. They're not being honored any other place. So they really appreciated and recognized the fact that you noticed their efforts.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to get right into the call, Chill, if you're ready. You ready for our first caller?
I'm ready. Let's hear what the people say because it's best to let the people, you know, toot the horn instead of you tooting your own horn about a show. Let's go.
Right. Exactly. Let's go. Let's see who this is. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Racine Tice and Kelvin K. Chill here as we're talking about the Atlanta Actors Awards. How you doing? What's your name?
Hey, how you doing? Is this me?
Hey, is this me? Is this Terrence? It sounds like Terrence.
Yes, what's up, Mr. CEO?
Hey, Terrence, how you doing?
What's going on? What's going on? I know that voice anywhere. That Don Cadillo's
right.
voice.
That's right. And you were actually surprised, Terrence, because you received, me too, but we were surprised that night because you received an award. So give us some feedback on what your thoughts are or were about that night.
Well, my thoughts, Mr. K. Chill, it was a phenomenal actor. I didn't have a lot of rewards before, but this one, this award I got is the best award that I ever received. And I would definitely cherish it for the career. Yes, indeed.
I appreciate that. Yes. I appreciate that.
Right.
Amen.
And tell us what yours is for, Terrence.
Humanitarian Award. Independent Art of the Year Award. So I really appreciate it.
That's cool beans.
Oh, next year? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is going to be a trip. You know what?
I had to salute you, the teammate. Anybody that can take their time and spend the night outside, sleep outside with the homeless for Black Friday while everybody else is shopping, I had to salute you guys. I mean, I had to commend you. Who does that? Who sleeps outside with the homeless? We did.
Wow. I know.
Right.
But, you know, I just feel like, you know, if I see somebody doing something, and you know, just like when you just posted it up, I was like, whatever you want to do, I'm down. You know, if somebody's doing something positive, I'm trying to be there for them. But I really, really appreciate you acknowledging, you know, the fact that we supported in that respect, too. So that was really a surprise. You know, that was really a surprise. I really appreciate that.
Hey, I'm glad y'all was on my team.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. Hey, I got sweat in my eyes. Chill got some sweat in his eyes.
Yeah, the allergies are bad, right?
Look, I couldn't dare do that. I couldn't have my makeup messing up. I was fighting back them tears. And then, thing about it. Yeah, everybody's testimony, you know, like, a matter of fact, I think it was Reuben Shaw. And then the other, what's his name, Robinson, with the red jacket on. I was fighting my tears back. I was like, nah, I can't mess up my makeup. Not tonight.
It was emotional.
Yeah. And then Tommy's wife, you know.
Oh, yeah, Vivian Brazil, yeah. She really almost made the sweat come out of my eyes, like, real bad.
Oh, yeah.
When I looked up to the sky and I said, Tommy, you're gone, but you never forgotten, my voice all locked up. And
started
hanging
on my throat.
Yeah,
my throat got tight. Oh, man,
right.
I almost lost it.
Woo! It's crazy. Well, we have some other people that want to speak. Thank you so much, Karen, for calling in. What's that?
Can I share something with you guys right quick?
Well,
I got something real big coming up, and I really want y'all to be a part of. But I'm going to send it to y'all inbox because I don't want anybody to know right now. So I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
So y'all would know.
It's top secret.
It's
top secret.
I think Chill kind of know what it is because we had talked about it before.
Okay.
You know, something got to do with the city. So.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know, just like I told Chill, you know, just like I told Chill, I am down to, I'm down for it. So, you
Me
know,
try.
And yeah,
too, I'm down
with. I might listen. If I lose you guys, I'm going to come right back on the air because I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. But if I lose you, I'm coming right back on the air. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just hang in with me. Call right back in. Everybody that's on the line hanging on, I'm not sure what happened, but we're gonna start this thing right back up and take some calls. So the two callers that are on the line, call right back in, and we are going to have you on the air talk about the Atlanta Actors Award Show. So give me about 30 seconds, you guys, and we're going to do this right.
We'll do.
Okay, to you in a second. Okay.
All right. Chill.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me?
Wait a second.
Okay.
You're still on?